Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
I Survived by Victoria Silliers, read by Sophie Roberts.
Why don't you tag along and see what the army's about, Vicky? My friend Kate said. She was going to an officer training presentation for the military, aimed at medical and nursing students interested in joining the Royal Army Medical Corps. I had moved to Glasgow to study physiotherapy at the university there, and while I had been a member of the cadets at school, joining the army as an adult was something I had never seriously considered before now. It could be fun, though, I thought to myself. I was always keen for new adventures, and at a loose end, I agreed to go along. As soon as the presentation began, with action shots flashing across the screen, the prospect of excitement and service in the military captured my imagination. There are endless opportunities to work in different places, one of the presenters at the front of the lecture room told us, flicking through a slideshow of officers treating people around the world. Many of our officers end up travelling all over the globe. It's a life-changing experience. What if I did join the army? Where would it take me? I knew already that my dad would be supportive. Both of his parents had experience of military service, and he would be so proud if I carried on the family tradition. Watching the gallery of pictures flick past, I imagined the fast-paced life of the army and what it would be like in training, learning military skills and going on operations. It would be a far cry from my loving and comfortable childhood. I was born in Edinburgh's Western General Hospital in 1975. My mum was Scottish and my dad was from Devon. They met in the Students' Union at Edinburgh, where my mum was a nursing student, and my dad was studying to be an actuary. My childhood had been reassuringly normal. Mum and Dad had a warm but disciplined approach to parenting. At a push, I would probably say I was a daddy's girl, but not notably so. I adored both my mum and dad, and the happy life they'd created for me. Mum gave up her job as a nurse to stay home and bring me up, while Dad went out to work. He started as a programmer for Standard Life and worked his way up to an information systems development manager. When my little brother Christopher came along 4 years after me, we became the perfect nuclear family who all sat down to dinner every evening. Haddington, some 20 miles east of Edinburgh, was a quiet town in the 80s, and we could be left safely to our own devices. Busy with school and activities in the week, I filled my weekends with horse riding. I absolutely loved the horses, figuring I could quite easily spend my entire life tending to them. I was a secure and well-balanced child who couldn't imagine that anything would threaten life as I knew it. It wasn't until I was 14 years old that my first taste of heartbreak arrived.